Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moog Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week, and I'm here to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be calling in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you so much for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun, and I do appreciate the opportunity to come out and hang out with you for just a few minutes a day, 4 days a week. Always a lot of fun. I want to talk to you today about perhaps the two most understood, maybe even undervalued traits in business, life, success, whatever you want to call it. And what's interesting about both of these is that not only are they misunderstood, but oftentimes they're misrepresented, meaning a person says, well, I'm going to go ahead and exude this particular character trait. I'm going to see that it attracts me more people, more money, more clients, whatever it is. And a lot of times it gets misused, sometimes even abused, and you probably will see what I'm talking about as we start to discuss it. Perhaps you've heard the term swagger. You've heard the term swagger and you think to yourself, think about this. What does the term swagger represent to you? Is that a positive behavior? Is that the kind of behavior you'd want your children or your spouse or yourself, the people you work with, the people you trust your time and effort and money with? Do you want people with swagger around you? What about humility? Isn't it interesting that in both cases, swagger and humility have sort of this strong, visceral reaction? We think to ourselves, man, humility, that's really important. You got to be a humble person. And swagger sometimes looks like a negative thing, maybe ego. And personally, I believe that there's some truth to all of that. You can go too far. Swagger has that confidence, that aggressive, almost arrogance to it. It's an attitude of self-worth, the self-importance. And it can sometimes be over-exaggerated. You see somebody with a lot of swagger, they kind of walk around and it's like their ego enters the room before they do, right? Very, very possible for a swagger to go too far. But humility, listen, humility can go too far too. Humility is that state of being humble. It's that humility that we feel where we show up and we say, you know what? It's not about me, it's about the team. It's not about me, it's about the game, or it's about the whatever, the business. It's that state of not thinking about yourself as being better than other people. I like that. I think it's cool for a person, no matter what level of success they have, no matter what they've accomplished, to not see themselves as better than other people, but to see themselves as valuable and seeing the value in other people as well. I think that's important. It's a beautiful thing. Both are important in business and life. And when properly metered, when properly used, it's a powerful combination. I remember watching the Winter Olympics a few years back, and American snowboarder Shaun White, to me personally, embodied what I saw both in swagger and in humility. Because Shaun White is a very confident dude, right? He carries himself with dignified swagger. That's what I like to think of it, dignified swagger. He's got this sense where he truly believes in his ability. And let's be completely transparent and honest with ourselves and each other, doing what he does, snowboarding in a half pipe, basically a big half circle of ice, flying 20, 30 feet in the air and then coming down and landing it with precision, you got to have your game on, right? That's a high-risk evolution. I knew a lot of naval aviators that carried themselves with dignified swagger. You don't want somebody that goes into an activity, whether it's snowboarding a half pipe or flying a naval aircraft or building a business that doesn't believe in themselves. You got to have a little bit of that dignified swagger. Now, how you present that based on your own personality is up to you. Talk about that in a moment. But I remember watching how gracious Shaun White was in defeat and how gracious he was in victory. He was legitimately happy for other snowboarders when they won. And despite a crushing disappointment, I remember in the interview they were like, so how you doing, Shaun? And he's like, I need a hug. I thought that was awesome. What a great response after you just lost a medal round in the Olympics, something you train for that only comes around once every 4 years, and one that in the case of Shaun, he's getting up there in age with respect to his sport. And so he knew, like, this might have been a lost opportunity. But rather than pointing fingers, pushing blame, or acting like some big macho, egotistical jerk, he said, I need a hug. Now, he never lost confidence in himself. He never said, I'm less than this person or they're better than me. He simply said, hey, congratulations to that person. Legitimately happy for them. I think it's awesome. Congratulations. And then he moved on from it, got ready for the next event. In that same Olympics, the Canadians had this skier. I think his name was Alex Bilodeau or something. And for any of my Canadian friends out there that know the name of this guy, forgive me if I've blown it, but I just remember thinking he had an extreme amount of grace. And again, this was several years ago back in the Olympics, but as memory serves, he carried himself with a dignified swagger, and he was also humble as he continued to win. He kept winning, and he dedicated his gold medal to his older brother, who I think had some form of, maybe it was Down syndrome or something to that effect. There was something that had occurred to him, like some health-related challenge, and he dedicated his gold medal to his brother. And I thought, man, what an amazing thing to do. You just won the gold medal, and he kept winning. And he never showed up. His swagger never got out of hand. He had that dignified sense about himself, but he was also humble in his victory. And he said, you know what? This isn't just about me. This is about somebody who, frankly, doesn't even realize how much they've given to me. His inspiration, this brother that was fighting through whatever his physical challenges were, it demonstrated to this athlete who had supreme, outstanding world-class ability, he kept it all in perspective. The fact of the matter is that those who lack that self-worth are typically so insecure that they see swagger as a bad thing. And the people that lack self-worth, that use swagger, they go overboard with it, they typically have that insecurity as well. What's interesting is that when people overdo the humility to a point of self-deprecation or self-subjugation, or anything else, it becomes very sort of like they just start giving away their value. They start giving away their power. So I want to talk a little bit about how to combine these two. How can you combine swagger with humility? How can you have a sense of authentic confidence where you show up, you're attractive to other people, people love you, they believe in you because you have that confidence, you've earned the confidence you've earned their respect and their trust through your confidence. But it's not overboard. It's not blown so out that people can't handle you, they can't be around you because you're such a jerk, right? How do we do that? The first thing is we have to see ourselves as not just the best, but our best. So important. It's not about being better than everybody else. It's about being our best on a daily basis. It's not about looking down on others. It's about saying to ourselves, hey, listen, we're all in this game of life together. Maybe you have a skill set that's different than mine. Maybe my skill set's different than that person over there. And maybe you're better at what you do than that person over there, but that's okay. We can all get along. We can all collaborate. We can work together. One thing I love in my industry, the personal development industry, is I like to hang around with a lot of marketers. Now, I'm not necessarily a marketer myself. I would never claim to be a marketing expert. But I love to hang around with marketers because they give me a fresh perspective. One of the most important aspects to business is your ability to market your business, right? But you still have to be able to deliver. You still have to be able to be awesome at what you do. And so I go over here and I do awesome work in my area, and I hang out with the folks that are doing awesome work in their area. I've got some friends that are amazing in sales. I've got some friends that are amazing in business development. And we all kind of congregate together. We have that sense of partnership, brotherhood, sisterhood, and that sense of family. That's what's powerful, is you see yourself as your best, not better than everybody else. And you have that true sense of self-belief, 100% acceptance of who you are and realizing that you have a gift, you're important, and so are other people. And if you're doing it right and you're surrounding yourself with high-altitude people that are achieving things and are providing great value and great effort to the world, then it becomes synergistic. You start feeding off one another. It becomes very exciting. Next is to have gratitude for yourself and your mission. One thing you'll find about tremendously successful people is they have a sense of gratitude. They have gratitude for the day they woke up. They have gratitude for the opportunities that present themselves. They have gratitude for the people in their lives, the people they love. And it keeps them grounded in victory and gracious in defeat. That gratitude is so powerful. Staying gracious in victory and grounded in defeat is extremely important, because now what happens is we don't get all upset. We don't say to ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm so bad, or that other person cheated, they got lucky. What we say is, listen, congratulations to the winners. Now it's time to get back into the laboratory and figure out how to tweak this thing. Back to the drawing board. And when we win, we don't flex our muscles and pound our chest and go, I'm the greatest. Look at my results. Look at this. Here's a snapshot of my greatness. We just march forward with purpose, with gratitude for the opportunity, gratitude for the victory, and gratitude for the opportunity to do it again. Third is we got to remember the team. Doesn't matter what you do. In the case of Sean White and Alex Bilodeau, they had a team behind them, right? We have a team behind us. You have a team behind you. Even if you're building something solo, you have a team behind you. And if you don't have a team, whether it's your family, your friends, the people that support you, or the people that are behind you in your corner, your coaches, your mentors, whomever they are, if you don't see that, then you need to really recalibrate. Go find a team. Build a team. One of the most important leadership aspects in life is the ability to build a strong team and support them so they can support you. Not so they can support you, but they will support you. Your job as a leader is to build strong teams. Knowing that success is a team sport, it's imperative that you take care of your team. You build them and take great care of them. Next is we have to be unwavering. Never compromise your values, never compromise your beliefs, and realize that, hey, if you believe in yourself, if you've built a certain amount of success or momentum for yourself and you're starting to feel good, don't waver on that. Don't allow somebody to come along and rain on your parade and tell you to knock you down. Hey, you better watch it. Don't allow yourself to get too big. Don't allow your head to get too big. Listen, typically only people with a small mind, and I'm not talking about a brain size, I'm talking about a sense of who they are, a vision for the world. Typically think people that think and act small are the kind of people that knock down the people who are getting big, growing big, constantly pushing themselves to be better, to improve, to get to their next level in life. Don't allow those people to knock you off course. Be unwavering in your belief in yourself. Be unwavering in your belief in your mission. Be unwavering in your support for your team. Be unwavering in how you approach that enthusiasm every day for your business. It's so important. That is not just swagger and confidence. That's life force. That's energy. That's the kind of thing people are drawn to. That's the thing they want more of. And when you bring more of that to the marketplace, you become much more prolific in what you do, meaning you start showing up all over the place. People are like, man, you got to see this person. Watch this. They start sharing your posts. They start asking for more of your greatness. They start talking to you about people that perhaps are great referrals. It's a very powerful thing when you're unwavering in your beliefs. Never compromise your values, though. So important. Don't compromise your values. Don't compromise your beliefs. Be you the whole way. And when you do, you'll build that authentic swagger, that thing that I was talking about, that dignified swagger. You'll be authentically humble. You won't be the kind of person that just beats yourself down or holds yourself back. You'll be the person that shows up with a true sense of humility and a true sense of dignified swagger. And finally, be authentic. A little bit about what I was just talking about. You see, true character shows through in both victory and defeat. You want to see who a person really is? Give them a ton of money. You want to see who a person is? Take away a ton of money. You want to see who a person truly is? Give them a tremendous amount of success or fame or accolades. You want to see a person who they really are? Take away their fortune, their fame, their accolades. Then you'll see who that person really is. Who they are behind the scenes, who they are behind closed doors, who they are when the light isn't on and the camera's not on and everybody's not paying close attention to them. Be authentic to who you are. True character shows through in both victory and defeat. Your swagger is not meant to be artificial. It's meant to be something that you develop over time. And if the word swagger doesn't work for you, if you don't like the idea of being confident in yourself, then think about that. Work on that and ask yourself, is it authentic for me to just be this person who's meek? To be this person who doesn't take responsibility for my own success, a person who doesn't believe in myself, because if that's the case, then that's the area to start working right now. The same goes for humility, though. If you're a person who says, man, I don't want to be somebody who's humble. I don't want to be somebody who's quiet, who's understated. I like to be bold. I like to be brash. I like to be out there. Not that that's wrong either, but be very, very careful and know that these two can work hand in hand. Dignified swagger and authentic humility can be a very powerful force, and you see it in truly successful people, valuable people, people of depth, people of character, people that have texture to their soul. You know who I'm talking about. Quality people, high altitude people. So today and every single day, consider this. Consider how swagger and humility work for you. Know that you can see it in the attitudes and the hearts of true champions, like Olympians. You see it in the hearts and the attitudes and the behaviors of strong people, both in business, sports, life, art, music, all across the board. And start building that authentic humility and that dignified swagger and watch your business and your life grow. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.